Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kirby Higbee. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kirby Higbee. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. And now, play ball. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard takes first base on ball four. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. There goes Rickard. The throw from Scheffing to Morello, and Rickard is out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rickard, who is chasing the ball. Pafko reaches third base with a triple. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pafko. Cox reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is walked intentionally. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rickard. Scheffing reaches second base with a double. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scheffing moves to third. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustine hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to second. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kiner moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee is 0-for-1 in the game. Higbee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rickard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Rickard reaches second base with a double. Higbee moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell is walked intentionally. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Higbee scores. Rickard moves to third. Russell moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rickard scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to third. Gustin moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higbee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus strikes out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pavko strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Russell bunts towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. Rickard moves to second. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Russell. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Rickard moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Johnson now playing second base. Marv Rickard now playing left field. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Hank Weiss now pitching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howell strikes out. One out. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higbee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rickard hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scheffing takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Scheffing moves to third. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.